Good afternoon, everyone. My name is David Stesch, and I'm head of the music department here at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. I welcome you to this, the first choir of the North Concert for this academic year. This marks the beginning of the choir's 26th season. I also extend greetings to the friends, former students, and colleagues of Professor Charles Davis, whom we are gathered here to honor this afternoon. The university reserves the honor of naming a place after an individual for those persons whose contribution to the institution has been truly outstanding and whose leadership and vision continue to inspire those who follow in their place. To appreciate Professor Davis's contributions, you have to appreciate how far the music department has developed since he came to Fairbanks in 1963. When Professor Davis joined the music faculty in that year, the department consisted of only one full-time faculty member and had only one declared music major. The department was housed in the upper level of the old museum building, which has been recently named Signers Hall, and concerts were given either in the Scheibel Auditorium or in the Patty Gymnasium. Needless to say, this building did not exist. During his tenure, and largely through his efforts, the department grew in size to 10 full-time permanent faculty positions and approximately 70 declared music majors at the time of his retirement in 1979. For 13 of his 16 years, he was head of the music department. Of the many significant accomplishments of Mr. Davis, the following seem particularly worthy of note. He led the music faculty in a critical review of its curriculum, which resulted in the full accreditation of all of its academic programs by the National Association of Schools of Music in 1979. He also led the faculty in the development of its Master of Arts degree in music. And that program also received approval in the year that Mr. Davis retired, which was 1979. As director of the Choir of the North, Professor Davis presented scores of concerts, not only in this hall, but in dozens of communities throughout the state, in Canada, in the lower 48, and in Europe. It's particularly appropriate that we honor him at a Choir of the North concert, because the first public performance held in this hall in the spring of 1974 was Choir of the North concert. 20 years ago, Professor Davis started what is now called the University of Alaska Fairbanks Summer Fine Arts Camp, a program which now attracts well over 200 junior and senior high school students to the campus each summer. They come from throughout the state of Alaska and from the lower states as well. His contributions to music in the community are numerous. Two particular contributions should be mentioned here. First, he contributed significantly to the formation and artistic leadership of the Fairbanks Light Opera Theater. And this organization has since received national recognition for the quality of its performances. And, principally due to his leadership, the Fairbanks Concert Association has developed a yearly concert subscription series, which is the envy of cities far larger than Fairbanks. Professor Davis continues today as executive director of that organization. Now, these are but a very few of the accomplishments of Professor Davis. The most important quality which characterized his teaching and creative activities was his overriding concern for excellence, a quality which continues to be an inseparable part of all of his endeavors today. Combined with this insistence for high quality was his ability to bring his visions into reality and to encourage others to expand their visions and to bring those to reality as well. As a member of this faculty, he continually challenged his students and colleagues to set their goals beyond what they thought were possible. And most importantly, he convinced them of their ability to achieve these expanded goals. These are some of the special qualities of Mr. Davis's personality and character, which we recognize today in dedicating this hall in his name. Now, at this time, it seems appropriate that we invite a prominent member of the Fairbanks community to offer some thoughts on Mr. Davis's contribution to the community at large. And it gives me great pleasure to introduce the former mayor of the Fairbanks North Star Borough, Mr. John Carlson.
I'm very honored to have the privilege this afternoon to speak on behalf of the community at this, the Charles W. Davis dedication of the Concert Hall. We all have become so busy in our everyday life that we seldom stop and pause and say thank you to someone who's been active in our community. And so I'm very happy today that we are pausing to say thank you to Charles Davis. When asked to speak, I started to jot down some notes. What were I going to say about Charles? I say a person who loves people and gets involved. One of the great success stories of a musical career. A man who loves his wife and family, who invests time with his family. A leader among leaders, sought after for his ability to get things done. Then I thought of his involvement in the church. I used to enjoy when he came to the Fairbanks Lutheran Church and sat there and listened to Charles and his family sort of lead the congregation in singing, not to mention also being a choir leader. Then he became active in the charter member of the Christ Lutheran Church here in the college area and also a choir leader there. He's an active Rotarian, past president and a Paul Harris Fellow. Anyone attending a Rotary meeting has no reason not to be attending some of the musical functions, as Charles had no inhibitions about standing up and announcing the functions as they were to be had. And also, he had no hesitation to announce if he needed any financial support for any of his projects. I might note he never used a mic. If you know Charles, he didn't have to, and there was no excuse for not hearing his message and participating in it. And at Christmas time, we always look forward to the Choir of the North to come and sing Christmas carols and always receive a standing ovation. Chuck also utilized the U.S. mail. Very often, I get a letter from him in a number 10 envelope saying it's time to renew your membership in the Concert Association. Then he'd also follow that up with letters to remind me of the days of the function, so there was no excuse for not attending, and I think this is one of the reasons we have such good attendance at these functions. When funds were made available by the Fairbanks North Star Borough to the Concert Association to purchase a new grand piano for the Herring Auditorium, Charles was the one that was delegated the authority to negotiate for a piano. And we're very happy that we have a Bersendorf piano there, which we really have enjoyed over the years and look forward to many more concerts on it. After all the acclamations to Charles today, I thought, how could I summarize our feelings? I believe that the greatest honor you can give a person is to call him your friend. On behalf of the community and your friends here, I'd like to echo Charles Davis. He's my friend. We love you, and God's richest blessings on you.
Thank you, Mr. Carlson. Now, to make the presentation of the resolution of the Board of Regents to Professor Davis, I'd like to introduce the Chancellor of the University of Alaska Fairbanks, Dr. Patrick O'Rourke.
Professor Davis, would you come forward, please? As one who arrived at the University of Alaska Fairbanks after your retirement, I can perhaps view and speak more dispassionately and objectively relative to the fruits of your many, many years of efforts. Let me tell you, sir, they are indeed many, qualitative, and we all appreciate them. Every time that I have an opportunity to hear one of the many performances that emanate from our music department, such as that we're hearing here today, I'm filled with pride, emotion, and gratitude, not only for the performers and their current faculty members, but I'm also filled with a sense of appreciation to you, sir, for the solid foundations of excellence that you laid, for the inspiration that you have left behind, and for the leadership that you so ably provided over the years. The naming of a physical entity within the university is not something that we take lightly. Such action requires the support and endorsement of your colleagues, review and consideration by the administration, and approval by the Board of Regents. In all arenas, let me report enthusiastic support, sir. While we are here today to honor you, I guess I must really say that I think it is the university that is appreciative and is being honored for your so graciously lending us your name, so that students who follow may further benefit from your inspiration and achieve by association with your name that extra quest for excellence. On behalf of the Board of Regents, sir, let me read to you and to this audience the permanent inscription that shall ascribe this hall: the Charles W. Davis Concert Hall, named in honor of Charles W. Davis, Professor Emeritus of Music of the University of Alaska Fairbanks. From his arrival in Fairbanks in 1963 and since his retirement in 1979, Professor Davis has contributed significantly to the musical life of this campus and to the Fairbanks community. In recognition of his many artistic and academic contributions, this concert hall is named for Charles W. Davis and is dedicated this fourth day of November, 1984. Thank you, sir, for adding to our cultural life.
It is really an honor to stand here and have you people attending this event. The honor of having a university dedicate a building to one of its faculty members. I have thought a lot about what I should say, and I've been admonished, please keep it brief. Obviously, I could go on relating many, many things, but I would especially like to express my appreciation, first of all, to the Fairbanks community, which, for its wonderful attitude, its wonderful receptiveness to the university and its music program and its other programs, to the Board of Regents, whom I have had the pleasure of knowing many of them quite well, and contrasting them to similar administrative groups in other universities, to the presidents of the university and the chancellors that have been here during the time that I was here. I would like particularly to point out to Dr. William R. Wood the appreciation that I feel for his support although he told me the other day that he sort of hated to see me come in because I was always asking for 4 new faculty members and money. And I would like to express my appreciation to Dr. Howard Cutler and to both of their wives. Dr. Cutler was the one that Dr. Wood always would say, you get the money for Chuck, will you? And I would walk out of the office. But there was a wonderful atmosphere in which to work, and I really appreciated the fact that it was so congenial, so supportive in what we were doing. But throughout my career, I suppose, there has been one person whom I am particularly dependent upon and appreciative of, and that's my wife, Beverly, and I'd like to ask her to stand, if she would. I regret that one of my family cannot be here today, our daughter, Candace, who lives in Nome and is a school teacher. But I'm very proud that we have 3 sons that are here today. Our oldest, Charles, Chip, better known as Chip. Will you stand, Chip? Our second son, Randy. Would you stand up, please? And our youngest son, Nick. Sorry, Nick, I didn't need to say that you were our youngest, but our other son. Would you stand up, please, Nick? And with Chip, we have his wife, Marilla Davis, whom many of you know from her work at West Valley High School. And we have Nick's lady friend, Nancy. Nancy, would you stand up, please? And many of you who want computer services may be turning to Nancy because this is what she's working at. There is one thing, before I leave the people who have really carried so much of my labor, I'd like to say to my family, wife, and children, that I am appreciative of having to get them up early on Sunday mornings to sweep down Scheibel Hall or to come and pick up wherever we were going to perform. Going down to the Patty Gymnasium and laying paper on the floor, this was in the early days before we had such an extensive physical plant crew to do this type of thing. But one person who was with me many, many years as my secretary and who really made it possible for the music department to function, I think, and to function well, was my secretary, Linda Distad, and I'm sure that you are here. Linda, where are you? Will you stand up, please? And I'm sure that most of you know Jack Distad, her husband, who is now acting dean of the College of Arts and Social Sciences, I understand. Jack, will you stand up, please? I want only to add one other thing, and then I am truly going to stop. And I want to be sure that you all know the way that this concert hall became conceived. There was a planning committee which started functioning my second year here that I was on, and we were planning the new fine arts, journalism, English, music complex here, and library. We were well along in that, and the auditorium in that, the concert hall, was a 100-seat space planned for down in the KUAC radio area. This was to be our new recital hall. And quite the result of fate, we scheduled the Anchorage Symphony Orchestra to come up, and it was at the time that Jean-Paul Billot was in Anchorage the first time, and his wife, Christiane, his wife at that time, Christiane, a very accomplished pianist, was playing a piano solo with the orchestra. Well, we had been presenting concerts in Patti Gymnasium, and I think very few people realized the tremendous job that it was to, as I say, cover the paper with floor, put up chairs, and the physical setup. Well, because it was the Anchorage Symphony Orchestra, we had one person there to oversee because they wanted to be sure that things were all correct. And they started putting up the platform for this, and they found out they didn't have quite enough space on the platform. Because Ben Atkinson was there, they were able to go down and build another little box that could fit in and give them an adequate platform. And amidst all of this frantic work to get ready for it, Ben Atkinson came over to me and he said, "One thing I know for sure, we've got to have a 2,500-seat auditorium in the new fine arts complex." The next meeting of that committee, there were many members of that committee that were truly shocked because suddenly here was a 2,500-seat auditorium. That was where the idea really germinated that has resulted in this. As we got ready for the construction plans, it started being cut down to 2,000, 1,750, 1,500, 1,250 was as far as it was going to go, and then when they had to remodel this, we came up with 960 seats here. But I do want to be sure that you know that Ben Atkinson was a major part in getting this concert hall going. Thank you, people, for being my support in the good many years that I have been here, and it's been my pleasure to work with you. And I hope that you have many more happy years in this concert hall. Thank you.
I'd like to remind everyone today that following the conclusion of today's concert, the bronze plaque commemorating today's dedication will be unveiled in the Great Hall. That'll be immediately following the concert here. And a reception will be held in the Great Hall after the unveiling. And we hope you all will stop by and attend this too. That concludes this portion of the program. The Choir of the North will continue with their performance in a few moments. Thank you very much.